Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Recurring insults against Islam. How much more? News. Recently, a deeply resonant incident shook the Malaysian Muslim community as socks bearing the word Allah were discovered being sold at multiple KK supermarket outlets during the holy month of Ramadan. This discovery ignited widespread outcry, prompting calls for boycotting the chain. Subsequent investigations by governmental bodies have been launched, with statements obtained from involved parties, including the founder of KK Supermart. Both the convenience store chain and vendor responsible for the socks have issued apologies, recognizing the oversight. However, despite these gestures, similar occurrences have regrettably repeated themselves, leading to concerns that apologies alone are insufficient. There is mounting pressure on the government to take firmer action against those who disrespect the sanctity of Islam. Simultaneously, there are appeals to temper the issue rather than exacerbate tensions further. Comment: Ramadan is a month filled with glory and blessings. However, for some of the kuffar, there is always a resentment and relentless effort to seize opportunities during this month to insult and belittle Islam. Almost every Ramadan, there are incidents related to the disrespect of Islam, whether towards the sanctity of the word Allah or the personality of the Prophet Muhammad. This latest issue is not the first of its kind. There have been past instances of disrespect towards Islam, for example, the insolent act of a non-Muslim individual pretending to break fast with pork soup. This is in addition to the numerous insults occurring in social media yet to be reported. Why these repeated insults to the sanctity of Islam? It seems that the kuffar are not deterred despite existing laws prohibiting such actions. The only recourse for Muslims has been to demand apologies. After countless instances of such disrespect and its continuous occurrence, it is clear that simply asking for apologies is insufficient. In reality, the weakness of Muslims to the point that non-believers are not afraid to mock and disparage Islamic teachings is not exclusive to Malaysia. Globally, Muslims are seen to be weak and powerless, which is why insults and abuses continue to be directed at them by the kuffar. What is happening to Muslims in Gaza and the lack of action by Muslim nations is the latest episode that manifests this weakness. One can clearly point out to the division of Muslims into over 50 nation-states as the main reason this weakness exists. This is made worse considering the fact that Muslim nations have almost total dependence on the West in various aspects of life. This situation has been ongoing since the fall of the Islamic Caliphate 100 years ago. The Islamic Caliphate, a political entity of the Muslim community, has been absent since 1924 for over 13 centuries before its disappearance. When the world was under the protection of the Caliphate, Muslims are defended whenever they face physical attacks or insults thrown by the kuffar. Even in the times of weakness, the kuffar were wary of the strength of Muslim unity, as seen in the late 1800s when France and Britain were forced to cancel the staging of a play about the Prophet Muhammad after receiving a stern warning from Sultan Ahmed II. Today we see the disrespect and abuse towards the sanctity of Islam seem endless. Quote-unquote lack of awareness amongst non-Muslims regarding the sanctity of Islam should not be an excuse for their quote-unquote mistake in producing socks printed with the word Allah or for any forms of insult against Islam. Clearly, these insults recur because there has not been any action or punishment that truly serves as a lesson to the perpetrators. Muslims are no longer seen to be a force to be reckoned with. Only with the return of the Caliphate, the power, strength and feared status of Muslims in the hearts of their enemies will be restored. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir, Dr. Muhammad, Malaysia. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.